Edward and Mark, welcome to Round Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
You're deep into your current project, which will take form at the Anderson Center Theater next month. And as collaborators, you each contribute special skills. I'm most familiar with you as a sculptor, Edward. And Mark, I know that you're a composer and a performer. Your project, this joint project, has an intriguing name. It's The Humanity Machine. And at Anderson Theater, the full title is The Humanity Machine, Harvesting the Moment. Edward, can you fill us in on what The Humanity Machine is?
Well, The Humanity Machine is a notion about humanity, which is a rather large subject matter to cover. It has evolved over the years, and at this point, Mark and I are working on the theatrical side of The Humanity Machine, which is a mythological machine that duly notes all the goodness in the world at every moment. Harvesting the moment is that notion. If there were a mythological machine that could do that, how wonderful it would be to just take note of niceness, kindness, decency, community, goodness, and it's also a love story. So that's how the theatrical setting sets up.
Mark, tell us more about this specific Anderson Theater production and your music for it.
Well, it's a very exciting show. We're calling it the Harmonic Concordance of Art and Music. So often when you see an art exhibit of sculpture and you're seeing it, it becomes two-dimensional often. So we're giving it a life by arranging, composing, and scripting music and script along with it to tell the story with a great musical concert as well. Very, very exciting. And the Anderson Theater is a spectacular facility. So brand new, state-of-the-art, gorgeous, intimate 220-seat setting. So we're going to just have a blast with this show.
Well, the production will be presented live, but it will also be filmed. Is that right?
Yes, we plan to video it. We have some closed nights that we're just going to do live video and eventually edit it into an entire piece, a show that we are doing for Public Access TV.
Yes, I wanted to ask you how you plan to use the film.
The whole purpose of the two-week performances at the Anderson Theater is to try to do a documentary film, a full-length production of it, because the goal is for this particular story, The Humanity Machine, Harvesting the Moment, to be able to go on the road and become a kind of a bigger story. But the whole idea of the Humanity brand has been evolving over the years, and we've discussed it in numerous shows. It is finally evolving into a grabbable, tangible, theatrical entity. You know, it is finally getting to be the story that surrounds the Humanity Machine. So it's evolved from sculpture to a major international show in Grand Rapids and now theater. So this is the most exciting point for both of us. And it is a full collaboration. And that's why we hope people will come out and go to the website. You'll have ticket information, and the opening night is the 16th of November, 7 o'clock. Should be very, very exciting.
You said that it's a small story of a large love. Can you elaborate on that at all, or would you rather just have people come and find out what it was?
I think they can come and find out, because it is a love story, and it does involve humanity, and it does involve optimism, and it does involve tremendously beautiful music. Mark can talk to the music side because it is a very challenging enterprise to try to weave his composition through this large notion of humanity. And really, in the end, it's a 90-minute moment. That is the challenge of trying to make a love story, 90-minute exercise that is going to feel like a moment in time.
Well, Mark, will you tell us about your music?
Well, very exciting. I've been a singer-songwriter performer since my very early years, and I was a touring professional when I was younger and got into architecture, which Edward and I have a very commonality when it comes to that, both being architectural designers. And we've kind of morphed this into, as I said, a harmonic concordance of art and music. I have toured around the country. I've opened for everybody from Bo Diddley to the Police at one point in my career. And as I still work my architectural design business, I have never given up music. And it's something that's been really dear to me always. It's my golf, if you will. So I write, I compose, I produce. And the score for this has been a great challenge. And we're telling some really amazing stories It is a very pop, sensible music score. So it's something that would be appealing to kids. It would be appealing to adults, anyone who likes kind of classic music, because we're using traditional orchestration. We're still using guitars and bass and drums, but there are a lot of strings, some horns, and some really interesting twists on arranging while we have these great melodies and stories that we're weaving throughout the whole show. So it's been very, very exciting. Things are turning out very, very well. Of course, we're down to the wire a little bit, so we're finishing all our final tracking and mixing, and then we have some voiceovers to do as well, because we have some characters that just kind of appear out of thin air, and we'll be doing those as well. So very, very exciting.
Well, this is a project that's moved through various stages, and what were some of its earlier forms?
The earliest form was trying to just develop some symbology that would represent humanity as such a large notion. It was a gallery show, and then it was an outpost at the World Peace Bell, which was trying to establish a boundary of a safe harbor. It was open for 22 days. Mark coordinated all the music for the humanity stage. 22 days of music. There were world choirs there. The sense was to create this environment where humanity was on its best behavior, and it was open 24 hours a day, and people used it, and there was music for the bulk of that, and there was sculpture defining some of the excitement and enthusiasm for humanity. Then it went to Grand Rapids to the Art Prize, where the humanity machine became Bridging Humanity, which then it hooked into a more of an altruistic thing and generated food. Every visit to Facebook about Bridging Humanity, there was food donated to some of the service centers in Western Michigan. And that had 400,000 people or so came through. Mark played, there's a center stage on the bridge. He played the center of the Humanity Bridge, and there's music just floating down the bridge, packed with people. Again, all in sculpture, trying to generate a language for the humanity machine. That now is all leading, and we decided on that bridge, it's going to theater. It is just time to try to take this story to a beginning, a middle, and end, where people can fall in love with this idea of how wonderful humanity, the potential for humanity, the reality that there is so much goodness going on at this moment right now all over the world. There is goodness going on everywhere, and there are good things, and there is a commonality between humankind. And that's been the evolution of how do you capture that in a sculpture, and how do you capture that in a melody and music. And so we've just blended them together, and I just have to tell you, the show is going to be so fun, and it is going to go fast. We're not worried about a 90-minute moment. And some of the characters, when people go to the website and start looking at some of the nomenclature that's developed around the show, which has helped us shape character and shape script and shape some of the settings for the stage, it's still very sculptural and it's still very musical. I like to say that my sculpture, the evolution of the sculpture, is more towards theatrical and musical now, and Mark's music is evolving more towards the sculpture and theatrical. So there's a lot going on here from two very enthusiastic people who are trying to put out a very enthusiastic message of we can do well as a humanity.
And it's a message that we don't hear often enough, I think.
And I think the time is right. And as the show said, this is the time. We've been working on it for close to a solid year, and it's fun. And as I say, there's lots of surprises. And it won't be a normal theater outing, but when you leave, you'll be filled up as if you went to theater.
Well, thank you so much, Edward and Mark, for coming in to talk with us about it.
And thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it.
We've been talking with Edward Casagrande and Mark McComber about their multimedia production of The Humanity Machine, Harvesting the Moment, on stage at Anderson Center Theater, November 16th through November 27th. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.